This is Ian Pickus for WAMC News, and joining us now is Rob Allen. He is the mayor of the Village of Hoosick Falls, which has a special meeting tonight to consider a new interim settlement with two companies, Saint-Gobain and Honeywell, about the PFOA pollution in town. Mayor, can you outline what this new interim settlement looks like?
Sure, and thanks for having me. It's for $255,000, $185,000 of which is connected to some of the past costs that we've taken on, whether it be operating and maintaining the GAC filtration system or some of our past costs related to the whole PFOA situation. And we have another $70,000, which are anticipated costs for personnel operating and maintenance of the GAC for the fiscal year of 2019 to 2020.
And what's new in this particular settlement from the partial settlement that was reached about a year ago?
This is very similar to that. This is not a situation where we're signing away any legal rights at all. This is just a straightforward agreement about getting some previous costs recouped and some anticipated costs set now so we don't have to keep going through this process. So in terms of the, you know, this aligns very similarly to the previous two interim settlement agreements, where we're not talking globally yet on everything because there's still many things that need to be figured out. But at this point, it's another small step forward. In a sense, it's kind of business as usual because there's so many more things in play right now, and many of which I think will be addressed in the summer.
Is it your expectation that the agreement here will be approved tonight?
Yeah, I'm not foreseeing any issues or hiccups with this. Again, it's just basically an agreement saying that we're going to take this money for past costs and anticipated costs. We're not signing away any rights related to anything else except for just taking these costs in. So it's not really a huge deal. We are extending the tolling agreement, which we had in place that ended sometime, I think, in May. The tolling agreement was an agreement where each party agreed not to sue each other for the year, but there could be a 30-day written notice where you would be deciding to end the tolling agreement to pursue a lawsuit. We're content to wait several more months because things like the alternate water supply study results will be coming out likely in July. Some more decisions regarding the landfill will be coming also in July or August. So there's still a lot of things in play. These are important steps for us now because it helps us alleviate some of the concern from burdening the past costs, and it gives us a chance to anticipate future costs and have the money ready. So that's a nice step forward for us in terms of the day-to-day operation and business of running the village. But there's still a lot in play before we sort of look to the global final solution of how we end up taking care of all this PFOA situation.
Okay, now this filtration system has been online for, I don't know, almost 3 years at this point. What have been the impacts on the village books?
Well, the filtration system went online in very late 2016. We have had to bear the majority of, you know, heating and energy costs. Our personnel are the ones taking the time out of their schedule to check it on a daily basis. If there's meetings, if there's sampling that has to be done, which is done weekly, biweekly by the state and by the companies, our guys have to be there. So it is an extra burden that we've had to take on, and we're, you know, glad to see that the companies are finally paying a lot of these costs and anticipating the future costs that we'll have to take. So it just sort of relaxes a lot of things. We can get back to business as usual, and we'll continue to follow all of the investigations going on within the community, what's going on with the landfill, what's going on with the alternate water supply, and so on.
How are people doing? How is the village doing today?
You know, there's still a cloud hanging over us. There's still people who don't know that we've been on filtered water for nearly 3 years now, or I think over 3 years now. We have things coming back. We have housing sales, which I think are going well. We have businesses that have opened up in the past couple of years that have taken a risk, and they have done extremely well, and they've redefined what we have in our community and what we offer. So I think things are moving forward, but it's going to be hard to make substantial steps forward until this cloud of contamination is really lifted, and that's going to come down to the alternate water supply and what our future, you know, not just what we're doing this year, but 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 50 years from now, 100 years from now, that needs to be solved and going so that we can move past that. And then, of course, trying to figure out how we settle everything with the companies.
Rob Allen is the mayor of the village of Hoosick Falls, which has a special meeting tonight in the village municipal building. It starts at 6 o'clock. Mayor, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.